Welcome to Being a Sexual Man with Tantric Practitioner Martina Hughes.
As you know, it's called Being a Sexual Man. And it was funny, I was having an interaction with another practitioner on the way in here, and he was going, oh, well, that's a pretty easy one to run. And you know, this idea, and that he was quite flippant about that, you know, being a sexual man is, you know, just an easy thing to do. And I said, oh, wow, really? You know, kind of scratching my head going, where's he been? You know, has he actually been working with people? Because from my experience of working with men, I find a lot of men actually really challenged by owning their sexuality in a really healthy, clear, present way. Now, if any of you think it's really easy and that it's flowing in your life perfectly, that's beautiful, please. Feel free to let me and the others know, because I'd love to hear if you are having a graceful, easy experience of it. Mostly what I see in the men that I've been working with over the last 7 years is men who've become really afraid to be sexual. You know, men who may kind of act with a certain sexuality in some situations, but still withholding their true power, their true masculine essence, and contracting their sexual energy for fear of upsetting somebody. Or there's the other instance where a man is kind of all full of bravado and like, yes, I'm sexual, and kind of brings it in a way that's kind of very out there and forward, but can be quite clumsy as well. Almost like the man who hasn't grown out of the teenage stage of his sexuality. And there's a place in between, a place where men know and women know that sexuality can be owned and empowered and fully present and active in the body. And those rare times when we have connections that have that level of connection and presence and depth, the man and the woman both go, magic just happened. You know, something transformed. It's like we feel and sense it when it's different, and it can be really hard to recapture that kind of magical experience because it's almost indescribable as to how you got there. So getting back there again can be even harder. And in some way it puts out this little teaser of a taste of this is what it could be like, and then kickstarts that kind of drive to want to get back there again. A lot of the times when I'm working with people, I see that sexuality is happening on kind of a superficial level. People are driven a lot by sex. Men in particular are very driven by sex, but not necessarily feeling and connecting with it in the depths of the body. And it's, I compare it a little bit to either having a sugar fix or the like instant coffee kind of gratification. It's like it takes off the anxiety on the top but doesn't satisfy that deeper level of desire. And that's where a lot of our sexual addiction comes from, because when we're not satisfied with sex, there's that desire to go back for more. If I just have more sex, more porn, faster sex, harder sex, more variety of sex, different positions, more women or different women or whatever it is. People have different kind of drivers, but all of those drivers are part of that compulsion to be like, you know, I want this depth of desire to be satisfied. But going through variety of newness and positions and porn and women actually doesn't take you deeply, just keeps you on the surface. It's like digging lots of little holes rather than one big deep hole. And you dig the big deep hole by diving deeply into yourself, opening up to whatever parts of you you've withheld. So the places where maybe as a child you learnt that it wasn't okay to be sexual, or that to touch your penis was a sin or a bad thing or something that you'd get in trouble for. Or you may have been conditioned with shame for looking at women. might have been that you saw your mother naked and then felt shame for looking, or some other variation of those themes. So we'll have a little look at those so that you can start to understand what the patterns are in your life that have set you up for a life of not being able to fully claim your sexuality. And then we'll go through some practices for you to be more embodied in your own sexuality, to give yourself permission for more free expression of who you are. This is kind of a little known and very kind of unacknowledged fact, but because in men it's like the emotions and the heart are so much more sensitive. Like, if for all of you it's like harder to connect with and to touch and to feel your emotions than it is for a woman. And nobody's ever acknowledged that for you. Nobody's ever said, I know that it's hard being a man. I know that it's a challenge for you to connect with those really sensitive parts of you. And to actually bring empathy to that. Because I know, I'm guessing that most of you have been criticized for it at some point. But rare that somebody's actually brought you empathy and compassion for something that happens simply due to the wiring of our bodies. Like, from a tantric perspective, if we look at the wiring of our bodies in the same way as we look at magnets, I'm kind of jumping into something that's later on, but it felt relevant to bring it forward. And that's because as a woman, the way my body's set up is that my heart is my positive polarity. Connect with my heart via my breast. This is where my energy is generated. This is where I direct my energy from. Also then, my vagina is my negative polarity. That's where I receive energy in. As men, it's the opposite for you. Your heart's your negative polarity. It's where you receive energy in. And then your penis is your positive polarity. It's where you direct energy out. It's where you generate your energy from. And so even if you look at the physicality of a man's body versus a woman's body, and Mantak Chia talks about this in sexual reflexology up there, it's like the genitalia for a man is on the outside. So easier for a man to connect with his genitalia. For a woman, tucked away, hidden, inside. Woman, breasts, pathway to the heart. Like, look, here they are. Man, heart inside. There's no obvious connection with the heart from the outside for a man. So physiologically, energetically, physically, the heart is a much more sensitive process for a man to engage with it. And you've often been criticized for it, but part of the reason it becomes even harder to connect with the heart is because women around you haven't supported you with loving hearts. When women are walking around like this, which a lot of women are because of their own hurts and their own pain, when women walk around like this, there's no heart energy to penetrate your heart. But when a woman's open in her heart, and when her heart can penetrate your heart, then it's much easier to connect with that part of yourself. So part of your challenge in opening in a world where most women don't feel safe to reveal their hearts. So men are not going to feel safe to reveal their hearts. So the challenge then is, how do you connect enough with your own inner feminine in an internal way to support the opening of your heart that also feeds your inner masculine? So doing that work internally in the absence of a woman that can feed you that way. It's kind of where doing things like the body work or some of the other things that we offer can support you, because there can be a woman, and this is one of the things that I fell in love with this work when I very first started, because I realized that as I held space for a man in a bodywork session and brought to him a space of unconditional love and acceptance, and simply like a man would be lying on the table in front of me, and with every cell of my being feeling, I have no expectation, I have no attachment, I'm simply sitting here with love, with acceptance, supporting him to feel whatever he needs to feel. And one day I realized that for most men, that's never happened before. To sit in a room with a woman where there's no agenda, no expectation, just somebody holding space for you to feel, to be, to go wherever you need to go.
The complete workshop goes on to cover the connection between your sexuality and your life force, dealing with issues that you may still have around your mother, why it's important and how to get in touch with your emotions and your feelings, dealing with sexual energy, how to avoid becoming a woman's best friend, the importance of keeping your balls around women and not leaving your penis at the door, giving yourself permission, and two meditations for getting in touch with your sexual energy. The complete workshop is available as a bonus product in the Confident Man ebook program, available from confidentman.net.